Deja vu all over again for Jay Weber? Maybe. A big issue in last year's District 11 congressional campaign was Weber's opposition in the assembly to a bill mandating equal pay for equal work. While Weber explained his vote, it seems pretty certain his no vote contributed to his defeat by now Congresswoman Mickey Sherrill. In the very least, it didn't help him. Now it's another year and another election with Weber seeking to keep his assembly seat in the 26th district, which spans parts of Morris, Essex and Passaic counties. And the equal pay issue has returned. Laura Forgang, one of the two Democratic candidates in the district, just slammed Weber for saying he supports equal pay for women. Forgang is zeroing in on a reported Weber campaign piece that includes the following: Jay is a small business owner who supports equal pay for equal work and stands up for women who have suffered discrimination and retaliation in the workplace. His own business emphasizes flexible schedules and professional development for all of its employees. Forgang sees this as pure hypocrisy, noting that Weber notoriously opposed the 2018 equal pay law, which was named after Diane B. Allen, a one-time Republican legislator from South Jersey. She said the law does not just protect women, adding that it guarantees equal pay for equal work for all New Jersey workers who are the victims of wage theft and wage discrimination every day. She also accused Weber of trying to deceive and mislead voters by saying he backs equal pay for women. Weber's response to all this covers two areas. One is factual, the other is political. First, the facts. Weber's view on the Diane B. Allen Act is that it was unneeded, given the fact current law already bans employment discrimination against women. Going back to last year, he also contended that the law was flawed because it could lead to frivolous lawsuits and unnecessarily burdened businesses. More generally, Weber takes credit for helping to increase funding and support for women's services, including women who are victims of domestic abuse. It was frequently mentioned last year that Weber was only one of two no votes on the bill, the other coming from one of his ideological soulmates in the assembly, Michael P. Carroll. But that's not the whole story. The bill in question first came before the legislature in 2016. It passed, but then Governor Christie conditionally vetoed it. More relevantly, 20 Republicans in the assembly, including four women, either voted no or abstained. This information suggests that a no vote on the bill was not an outrageous act, but a mainstream Republican position. In what seems like simple politics in action, most Republicans voted yes 2 years later when Allen's name was attached to the legislation. Now, we move to the pure politics. Weber's statement characterized Forgang as a far-left political protester, which presumably is worse than merely being a far-left individual. At any rate, Weber continued, accusing Forgang of making baseless attacks in an attempt to distract from her far-left agenda. There are others in the race here, including incumbent Republican Assemblywoman Betyla DeCroce and Democrat Christine Clark. But it kind of looks like the main event is going to be Weber versus Forgang.